Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 11 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. Our episode title today is Silence as He Speaks. We know that God is not limited in the way that He speaks, but I would like to just put you in remembrance and remind you of some of the ways in which God does speak to us, His children. First of all, we know that God speaks to us through His Word. He directs us, He challenges us, He warns us, and He comforts us, and even assures us through His Word. In Luke chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And we know that sometimes we can hear a message of the word of God on the radio or through our pastors and leadership, and how encouraging it is, and how we are able to hear what God would have us to do, maybe in accordance with His will. Another way in which the Lord speaks to us is through His Holy Spirit that abides in us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, it says that there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk in accordance with the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Well, I praise God for that. But I remember when I lost my mother and father, when they passed away, just how God, just through the power of His indwelling Holy Spirit, brought much comfort to me and let me know that His presence was nearby. Another way in which God speaks to us is through prayer. God is more interested in the position of our hearts, though, than in the positions of our body. And of course, we know that prayer is a two-way communication, and not just looking at the Lord as if He's some genie and we're asking for a whole lot of things, but it's where we speak with Him and then we listen as He speaks to us. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, it says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things that you do not know." I remember that I was being attacked by the enemy and that I could be a better parent and do this and do that. And then as I was on my knees and I was praying, I felt the Lord just speak back to me, and how He had made Adam and Eve, and how He was the perfect parent, and yet Adam and Eve went astray. And so that was very comforting to me as He brought that back to my mind when I was just silenced with Him in prayer. Another way in which our Lord speaks to us is through godly counsel. Rehoboam, Solomon's son, listened to the wrong counsel, and he split the nation of Israel into the northern and southern kingdoms. We see that recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 10. Well, it is important to get godly counsel, counsel that is taken from the word of God that is biblical. I remember I was, again, concerned about ministering in the right way, and I had a friend just come right alongside of me and take the word of God and encourage me in the walk and in continuing in ministry in the way that God was leading me. And I just know that God was speaking through my friend and encouraging me to stay strong and to continue in the faith. Another way that God speaks to us is through circumstances. We see this in so many ways in the word of God, and especially one example is Ruth. when she came to know God and Boaz in the book of Ruth. And we saw how through circumstances, God led her to marry Boaz and to be a part of the godly line. In Psalm chapter 37, verse 23, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." I know within this ministry, I count on God to order our steps and to go before us and to guide us. And I have seen many times how he has led us in decisions that we need to make with Transform Worldwide Ministries, and how he has, through circumstances, led us to know what we were to do and what we were not to do, and whether we were to go left or whether we were to go right. God is so faithful in leading us. Another way that I would like to share that God speaks to us is through his creation. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse." All you have to do is just step outside and look at the trees, and especially in the fall as they change colors, and know that there is a God. Go to the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls. I remember when we were in St. Thomas and I looked at the beauty of the water and the different hues of aqua and blue. All you have to do is look at creation and know that man could not create any of these things. Look at a hummingbird. Look at a bee. Just look at ourselves. Look at our eyes. Look at our hands. We know that God speaks to us through his creation and lets us know that he is there. I just really thank God for you taking just a moment that I could share with you today and to put you in remembrance that God is there and he wants to speak to you. The only thing is that the problem is not that God is speaking to us and to all of those that are in the human race, but it's just that, are we listening? That's the issue. He's speaking in many ways. I pray that today you will silence yourself, maybe get in a quiet place, and just listen to the still small voice of God. He's speaking. Will you listen? In closing, I'd like to share 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Well, I hope that you will join us for our next episode, and thank you again for being here today, and may God bless you. And remember to just listen to his voice and be encouraged. And smile, Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.